See you again. It's been 2 weeks. Goth girl, I ask the rest of your friends, oh, but they don't speak to me. And one day I'm gonna kiss the lipstick off your mouth. I'm gonna wipe the lipstick off your mouth, goth girl.
That is Pittsburgh's own Gothies wrapping up that set of music from a 7-inch they put out a few years back called Tears. Before that, speaking of goth, what about some John Wesley Harding by request, by suggestion? I went back to Confessions of St. Ace for Goth Girl. Hey, did you know today? Again, I got to preface it. August 19th is the anniversary of the death of John Wesley Harding. So, Tom, you were probably thinking that when you requested it. Sorrow's in there as well with Krista Bell. Played some House Martins with The World's on Fire. And Ball Boy started off that entire set with Where the Nights of Sleep Go When They Do Not Come to Me. Hey, my name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mach on WRCT Pittsburgh. For some of you listening to an encore presentation, the show is over. For the rest of you, you're going to get a music and a radio calendar. Mm-hmm. That is George Benson from his Guitar Man album. Yeah, it's called Guitar Man. Oh, so should we get to this WRCT radio and music calendar? Should we? Yes, we should. We do it each and every week at this time, 11 o'clock. You'd have thought I would have queued it all up and been ready for it, but I didn't. So let's turn the attention now. Focus. Focus, Moxter. It's WRTT Radio Count. I'll let you know some things going on around town. On display now through August 25th is Martinis with Monet. It's an art expo up in Cranberry, brought to you by the Cranberry Artist Network, featuring Pittsburgh area artists. It's on display now at the Cranberry Township Municipal Building on Rochester Road. For more information, cranberryartistsnetwork.com. We're running out of time for Cinema in the Parks because it's ending in August. But that's where the Pittsburgh City Parks plays free movies in various parks like Flagstaff Hill, Schenley Plaza, Arsenal Park. They're playing Dr. Strangelove on August 31st at Flagstaff Hill in Schenley Park. It's a Wednesday. Singing in the Rain on August 28th, which is a Sunday at Schenley Plaza. And on the 26th, it's Paw Patrol, the movie, at Arsenal Park. That is a Friday. For more information on that, pittsburghpa.gov/events/cinema. Okay, so Katia and Maurice Kraft, they loved two things. Each other and volcanoes. And for two decades, the daring French volcanologist couple were seduced by the thrill and the danger of this elemental love triangle. They roamed the planet chasing eruptions and their aftermath and documented their discoveries in stunning photographs and breathtaking film. Ultimately, spoiler alert, Katia and Maurice would lose their lives during a 1991 volcanic explosion in Japan. They left a legacy that enriches our knowledge of the natural world. So why you're like, Monster, why are you telling me this? Because Fire of Love is being shown at the Harris Theater at 809 Liberty Avenue downtown until September 1st. That's why. Trustarts.org for more information on that one. Guess who's turning 50? Guess, the Thomas Merton Center is turning 50 and they're having a celebration. It's a Pittsburgh-based nonprofit organization that works towards ending war, poverty, and discrimination. The birthday party, you're invited. I'm inviting you personally right now. You are invited. The birthday party is on Saturday, September 3rd. They're going to be hosting a Love and Living Music Festival to celebrate this 50th anniversary. It's a free event. Again, that's September 3rd from noon until 6 p.m. at the corner of North Avenue and Cedar Avenue in Allegheny Commons Park on the north side. More information can be found at thomasmertoncenter.org/TMC50. Don't forget, going on now through October 2nd, Liberty Magic is presenting The Expert at the Card Table by Guy Hollingworth, one of London's most skilled magicians, actually specializing in unique and an original style of card conjuring. The Expert at the Card Table tells the riveting story of Milton Franklin Andrews, a con man who was the finest card mechanic of his day. Performance going on now at Liberty Magic through October 2nd, 811 Liberty Avenue downtown. Trustarts.org for more information on that. Also, the Miller Institute for Contemporary Art is presenting Dara Birnbaum, Journey. It's a survey of her interrogations of mass media as it relates to the consumption of information and entertainment. It's going on now until December 11th. The Miller Institute for Contemporary Art is located in the Purnell Center right here on the Carnegie Mellon campus. For more information, miller-ica.cmu.edu. And that's my WRCT radio calendar. Yeah, we had this already, didn't we? Yeah, sorry. We know that he sings on that one, so we had to skip that song. What else? Oh, let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. Let's do that. Oh, if you have an event to include on that radio calendar, email me. Not at the email address I've been giving you. You have to do it at a special one, radio-calendar@wrct.org. All right, what's going on? As I mentioned, it is Friday, August 19th. Tomorrow is the 20th, the Velt. Along with Boy Wonders and Chameleon Treat are playing at the Government Center on the north side. Oneida with Terry and the Cops at the Brillo Box. Nice to see the Brillo Box is doing shows again. Mark Dingham and the House of Song is at the Club Cafe tomorrow. And Action Camp is doing a record release show with The Long Hunt, Fortune Teller, and Normal Creatures at the Thunderbird tomorrow evening. Chris Knight with Jason Eady at the Club Cafe on Sunday. Jay Thurber is going to be down at Arsenal Lane spinning music on Sunday. Messer Chups along with the Yeggs are at the Thunderbird on Tuesday the 23rd. You can get an evening with Steve Forbert at the Club Cafe on Thursday the 25th. I, the Mox Drawer, on Thursday the 25th, will be hanging out at Arsenal Lane spinning 80s and 90s music. Lowry is that same night, 25th, is at the Spirit Lodge in Lawrenceville. Government Center is hosting Bag Lady and Common Loon and the Zells on Friday the 26th. Andre Costello in the Forestry Division at the Thunderbird on Friday the 26th. Negative 13 at Preserving Underground on Monday the 29th. The Beths playing Spirit with Rosie Tucker on the 31st of August. Blacktop Mojo's at the Craft House that same night. And that gets you through. Oh, look, the Shins are coming to town. I was just going to stop because that got me through August. But on September 3rd, the Shins are at Stage AE. So I'll tell you about that. Interpol is playing with Spoon at Stage AE on the 6th. Thursday the 8th, Bertha and the Bells are at Shenley Plaza. BOC, yep, Bluish Occult coming to town playing the Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall on Friday the 9th. Front 242 is at Mr. Small's that same night. I'm pretty sure those two audiences don't cross much. That's enough. That's enough shows, right? Is it not? If you want to see more shows, go to our website, wrct.org, and click on events. You can hear the radio and the music calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, you did that just like you did now at 11 p.m. If you have an event for the music calendar, you can email music-calendar@wrct.org to get something on there. What else should I tell you? How about Jay Thurber will have the next edition of the calendar? He will. Tomorrow, during his show, Radio 9. So if you're fortunate enough to be listening on a Friday night and you haven't made plans for your weekend, two things that I haven't told you. I don't know why. You got Little Italy Days happening in Bloomfield this weekend. Yeah, where you can find a food truck that's probably selling tostadas because, you know, nothing celebrates Italian culture like non-Italian food trucks. Or if you go out to Latrobe, they're doing that the Banana Split Fest that they do each and every year. So in celebration of one of those festivals, play some Liz Phair.
Two minute, three minute, four minutes, make a bite.
their new album, If Only. That is Walker Brigade with What Is Wrong With Me. I know. I had like four phone calls that said the exact same thing. But they didn't say, what is wrong with me? They're like, Moxer, what is wrong with you? I said, I don't know. That was my answer. I don't know. Hey, before the Walker Brigade, Kirsty McCall wanted to remind you that there's a guy who works down the chip shop, swears he's Elvis. Played some swimming pool cues from a 7-inch they put out on DB Records back in 1982. It was Misfit. Start off the entire set with Liz Phair and Material Issue doing the Tra-La-La song, One Banana, Two Banana, for you. I had a conversation with a friend just last weekend, and that's, we were just talking about music, because, you know, apparently whenever you talk to the Moxer, somehow music will come into the conversation. And he was telling me back in the early 80s, he was living down in Atlanta. Going to school down there, doing all that good stuff. And he hung with those guys. He's like, yeah, there was this band, the Swimming Pool Cues. You've probably never. I'm like, what? Record stop. Record scratch. So, David, I played that for you. I didn't tell you about the mock, did I? I didn't. You've waited this long. And you're like, Moxer, I can't get you a request in time if you're going to only give me less than 40 minutes before the mock. Tonight's mocking is potato. It's National Potato Day. So, potato. All sorts of potatoes are going under the mock light here in about, 35 minutes. Don't forget, if you have a request, you want to, if you know a potato song that you'd like to see if I can put it in the mock, feel free to reach out. Email me, mock the, no, email me at, not that one, email me at, that's my old email, at wrctrequest@gmail.com. wrctrequest@gmail.com. If you've got a potato song in your mind, you can always call me up, 412-268-WRCT. I think I've got 10 songs already lined up that I think I'm going to put into the mock. And I was also going to tell you, oh yeah, I did get a request and someone said, hey, Moxer, could you play a punkier version of Elvis Costello's Radio Radio than Elvis Costello's original version? And I'm like, sure, let's try this one.
Radio. With a girl who could sing for supper and your breakfast as well. That's the way I am, heaven help me. Said you don't like peace campaigners round here, so nail another one to the wall. That's what gets me in trouble, heaven help me. Goodbye and good luck to our promises you broke out. Goodbye and good luck to all the rubbish that you. It's a carnival of carnivores, heaven help me. Goodbye and good luck to all the promises you've broken. Goodbye and good luck to all the rubbish that you've spoken. Your love is lost, it's dignity, it's beauty, and it's passion. You're an accident waiting to happen. You're an accident waiting. We'll be right back.
Yeah, when you hear that one, you're like, yeah, I know where that, where the Velvet Underground got that sound. That's Mo Tucker from a release she put out the right around 90, 91, early 90s. Album was called I Spent a Week There the Other Night. Fired Up, first track on that album. Before that, the White Stripes from their debut album gave us Jimmy the Exploder. You might have heard me mention I do host an 80s, 90s night at Arsenal Lanes each and every Thursday. And more than once, I have people requesting the White Stripes. And I'm like, really? Really, the bulk of their stuff came out like in the aughts and beyond type of scenario. And then they argue with me. I don't know why people feel the need to challenge my savant of 80s and 90s. So finally, I'm like, okay. They had one album. Their debut album came out in 1999. And I'll play a song that you've never heard before because that's not the White Stripes you know. I played one for you from that same album. Mekons, my favorite Mekon song. With Where Were You? Discount in there doing their version of Billy Bragg's Accidents Waiting to Happen and start off the entire set with The Vindictives by suggestion on the old email request line with their cover of Elvis Costello's Radio, Radio. Got about 19 minutes before we get to the top of the hour. At the top of the hour, we're doing a potato mock. 10 songs. 10 songs that are somehow related to potatoes. Whether it's the song, the album, you know how it works. If you've got a request for something, you can shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Again, that's wrctrequest@gmail.com. You know, taking care of a loved one can lead to plenty of questions. Fortunately, there's a place to get these answers for them and for you. You can find articles, tips, and tools from experts and fellow caregivers who've been in your place. You can visit AARP's Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. This message brought to you by ARP and WRCT. From Real Emotional Trash, the name of the album, Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks here with Dragonfly Pie on the Viva La Mock radio program.
beep, 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 he's screaming the truth. America, America is killing its youth. Beep, 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 he's screaming away. America, America is killing its youth. America, America is killing its youth. Cause
right. Suicide wrapping up that set of music with the Ghost Rider here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, hopefully Jay in the North Hills was listening, because, yeah, unsolicited, I actually played Crack the Sky and Ice, because I saw that it was announced they're going to be playing in town again soon. So why not play? And I was flipping through the CRA section of the vinyl and found a bunch of Crack the Sky. Also played a former Pittsburgh band, Adamo Drive, with their song Jason Bateman, and started the entire set with Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks. From Real Emotional Trash with the Dragonfly Pie, which wrapped up that set of music here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name's Paul. It's just now past the top of the hour, and it's each and every week right around this time I do a thing called the Mock. Take a word, artist, performer, something, and mock it. You might have heard me say that today, this program, we're doing a potato mock. It's National Potato Day.
Today.
National Potato Day. So I've got a dozen songs lined up. In fact, I've got a last minute request to throw into the mock, and if I can find it, which I should be able to, I will boot one of my other ones just to keep this even dozen going. Just not sure which song I want to boot. So maybe I'll end up with a baker's dozen. Yeah, you know me. That's what I'll end up doing. Hey, before I get into the mock or any of that stuff, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs. No collection's too big. No collection is too small. Their phone number is 412-821-8484. That's Attic Records in Millvale. So waste no time and get into said mock from the Kerosene Hat album that Cracker put out, conveniently with a song called Sweet Potato. Just potato mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Be my sweet potato, or be my honey lamb. I dance around the campfire, I hang around the wild. We like to call the ceiling or someone else inside. Everybody loves or hates us, but we're still alive. Grab your bags, jump into the caddy, cause I'm touring in a strike, they were overrated, educated, I'm supposed to live jaded. When I get off this, I think I'm gonna have to be sedated. Be my sweet potato, I'll be a honey lamb. I'll give you some like a tupelo, I've got again, shit. Yeah.
Everyone was cool there. We couldn't get no snacks. I seen you in the papers. I seen you in the boys. I think it's Dave and Dixie. Never had my choice. Well, I wake up in the morning, cut the coffee, grab the bags, jump into the catacombs. I'm coronated like a day. We're overrated, educated. I suppose a little dead. When I get up in, I think I'm all out of the piece of day. Be my sweet potato. I'll be a honey lamb. I'll give me something super low. Should I know again?